Assalamu alaikum, everybody. Now, before we start, I'd like you all to give a loud and boisterous salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. If all the kids could perhaps, you know, give me a little bit of attention. It would be nice if the kids give us a little bit of attention. Yes, it would be. So, you might, your first impression might be a little bit scared. He does look a little bit intimidating, I can understand that entirely. But I assure you, he's not that scary.
I'm not scary at all. I love children. In fact, I love them with chips, I love them with sugar, I love them with lots and lots of ketchup. Look at that one over there.
Don't scare them. We're here to entertain them, not to scare them, huh? Now, you might think that he is a human because he has legs and he's got arms and eyes and other human features, but you'd be mistaken. He is, in fact, an entirely different species, which has the Latin designation of Armius parasitus.
Hey!
It's just a joke, man. You don't need to take it personally. You see, when we're friends, right?
We're friends, yeah. Well, I guess we are friends, but...
When we're friends, we can make jokes about each other and we don't take it personally.
I see. Ah, so that's how it works. So if somebody's my friend, I can make fun out of them.
It's a little bit more complicated than just that. But kind of. Now, we're here for a very special occasion.
What day is that? What occasion is that?
Well, it's the birth anniversary of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Oh, that's why he said, Nale, hey, Daddy!
Yes, that's why he said it, because it's the birth anniversary of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Now, we're going to try and keep this as professional as possible, aren't we?
Yeah, I mean, we'll try.
His name is Barbarossa.
Which means red beard. How creative, huh? Yeah, so you do.
Now, we are here for a puppet show.
Puppet show? Puppet show? Oh, I love puppet shows! Where's the puppet show?
It's here. This is the puppet show.
What?
We are this... Never mind, it doesn't matter. But the point is that we're here to give them a good time.
So is that why all the kids are here?
Yes, that's why the kids are here.
They look a bit old. Look at that one over there.
Which one?
He's got a beard!
That's not a child. Sorry, Uncle. That's an adult. There's a kid, and over there, look.
Oh, yes. Wanna come over here a moment? Hello. Where's your daddy? Is he not watching?
Let's not insult our guests, okay? That's what we're...
Oh, look! It's Sheikh Farouk Sikanishra! Salaam. I bet you never thought you'd live to see this day, eh?
Can you just calm down a minute?
Oh, look! The ladies over there!
That's right, they're our honourable sisters.
They scare me!
Why do they scare you?
They're just scary!
Well, human women are fascinating creatures. You know, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Salawat!
Said that Jannah is at the feet of the mothers. Did you know that the first martyr of Islam was a woman. The first martyr for the sake of wilaya was also a woman.
Oh, really? That's amazing. But Imam Ali said that women are like scorpions whose sting is sweet.
That's a bit controversial. We were going to keep this for children, weren't we?
I don't understand it personally. I bet you do, though.
Why do I understand it?
Because you're married.
Yes, thank you for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, she got it.
Now,
as we were saying, between friends, sometimes you need to not make fun out of your friends, because otherwise they'll get offended.
I don't buy that. I think we can talk all we want to our friends and they don't get offended because our hearts are connected. In fact, I have a hadith to justify it.
Oh, really? Would you like to hear a hadith from Barbarossa today?
Yes.
Enthusiastic. I like it. So, what's the hadith, Barbarossa?
Well, Imam Ali alayhi salam was sitting with Salman al-Farsi. That's right.
Okay, so they were sitting under a tree, right?
Oh, you know this one, do you?
Of course I do.
Well, they were sitting under a tree, and the tree had fruits on it. And Imam Ali picked up one of the fruits, and he threw it! He threw it at Salman al-Farsi.
Whoa, really? He threw it at him?
Yeah.
Like, aggressively?
No. He was doing it just out of fun, because they love each other as friends.
Right, okay, so he threw it at him. What did Imam Ali do?
He didn't do anything. Salman al-Farsi said, why are you annoying an old man?
Because Salman al-Farsi was older, right? That's right, yeah, he was older.
Yeah.
Okay, so then what happened next?
Nothing?
Nothing?
Imam Ali picked up another fruit, and he threw it again!
Again? Salman al-Farsi must have gotten offended.
No. He just said, Ya Ali, this is where they took the khilafah from you.
Here you go. There's a controversy again. But that is actually fascinating. And it shows us that sometimes between friends, you can even play pranks with each other. Sometimes you can do things that in other situations would seem like you're attacking someone, would seem like you're being personal, but because they're your friend, you don't get offended, right?
I guess so.
Exactly. But sometimes you need to be careful because there is an exception to every rule.
Every rule, there's an exception.
That's right.
An exception to every rule.
That's right. There are some people who deserve to be insulted.
Oh dear. Like her. Like me?
No. I'm not saying you. You know. I'll tell you a joke. Because it's a happy occasion, right? We're going to tell them a joke today.
Alright. Oh, I know where you're going with this.
You do?
Yeah. You insulted Trump.
Oh, I insulted Trump? Yeah,
you called him a double-roll jelly belly pop belly kid.
I can neither confirm nor deny that. But anyway, let me tell you the joke. So, the IRGC had just defeated the Americans, and the American politicians were running away.
Why are you making this one political? You always do this.
Listen, Barbarossa, listen. I don't know how to explain this to you. Imam Khomeini said, our politics is our religion, and our religion is our politics.
I don't get it.
Yes, well, I wouldn't understand someone who has the intellectual capacity of a puppet to understand.
Go on with the joke, then.
Okay, so they're running away. Bush, Obama, and Trump, they're running away from the IRGC offices, right? They go into this warehouse and they see three sacks.
Three sacks.
That's right, three sacks. One of them says cat on it, one of them says dog on it, and one of them says potatoes.
I see, okay. So they're gonna try and hide in these sacks.
That's right. So Bush jumps into the sack which says dog on it.
Dog.
Yeah, dog. Then Obama jumps into the sack, which says cat in it.
Cat!
That's really distracting. But yeah, he jumps into the sack that says cat on it. Trump jumps into the sack, which says potatoes on it.
Potatoes!
Can you... Okay, so you're visualizing this? Okay, the IRGC officer, he comes in, and he's looking at these sacks. And he comes to the first sack, the one that says dog on it. He gives it a kick. He gives it a hard kick, right? And he goes, I wonder what's inside here. Bush is hiding inside, and he goes, woof, woof. So the IRGC officer goes,
I'm Farhad Sagie, Vedishkundi.
Translation? Ah, this is just a dog. Forget about it.
Then he goes up to the second sack, which says cat in it. He gives it a kick. Obama is hiding inside. So he goes, meow. So the IRGC officer goes, oh, this is just fuzzy. He goes, I'm Farhad Gurbaz, Vedishkundi.
Translation, well, you already kind of did the translation, but yeah, this is just a cat, just forget about it.
Then he goes to the third sack with potatoes written on it. Trump is hiding inside. He gives it a kick. Trump's inside and he goes, it's just a sack of potatoes.
I don't get it. Oh, I didn't understand it.
Never mind, it's not really. If you didn't get it, you just didn't get it.
Mm. It reminds me of one other thing, though. Well, it reminds me of a time that the Holy Prophet was sitting with Imam Ali alayhi salam. They were eating dates.
Well, I like dates. I love dates.
I like dates, too. With children.
Okay. So what happened? They were sitting and they were having dates.
Every time one of them had a date, he would put the seed under his seat.
Okay, so they had a pile of seeds, I imagine, next to each other, right under their seat?
Yes. So then the Holy Prophet moved his pile of seeds next to Imam Ali's. Oh.
Okay, so then what happened next? So what happened after that?
Well, what happened is, now you have the Holy Prophet, and he's moved his pile of seeds under Imam Ali's seat.
Right.
So he says, Ya Ali, who is the greediest of us for dates?
And what did Imam Ali alayhi salam say?
He said, Ya Rasulullah, the one who ate the dates and the seeds. Ah, 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 ah.
Thank you for that. That's wonderful. But you know, it does show us something very, very remarkable.
What does it show us?
Shows us that the more a person's kind of intellectual endeavors increase, the more their humor transforms to fit with that level of intellect. And you know, the more somebody is silly and, you know, childish, not to insult any of the honourable children here, God bless every one of you, but you know, the more somebody's humour is immature, the more their intellect will be immature. Strike that, reverse it. Does that make sense to you? Never mind. What's so funny?
I just understood the potato joke!
Brothers, sisters, respected elders, Eid Mubarak to you all, from myself and from Brother Barbarossa, we bid you Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.